Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
There's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Hey, motherfuckers, it's F-Bill Radio. What's going on?
Hey, hey.
Episode 32. Fucking September 18th, 2006.
That's the 19th, isn't it?
19th. Today is the fucking... Damn it! They ruined my whole big fucking surprise I had.
Which was?
Oh!
Well, it's not a surprise anymore, so why don't you just say it?
Fucking... No, it didn't. No, it totally didn't. So we're going to save it. I'm sorry.
F-Bill Radio.
Wow, you completely fumbled that.
Episode 32. I am Frank White.
I am Malice Factor.
I am Mr. Big City.
And on the line, we have Lord Drakenblut.
Is he still infected? Oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
Did we lose you there for a little while?
I had another call come in, so I had to jump off real quick.
Yeah.
We understand.
Cool. I could hear someone whistle along with the theme music.
Yeah, that was Frank White who was doing that.
So I guess you are getting picked up off the microphone on a laptop, which is like this weird thing we had going on with Jason Scott, but we won't talk about that. So
yeah, you're still like hung up on that. Why don't you just let it go, man?
It's
you are very hung.
It's
oh, dear God.
It's good to have you on the show, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously, thanks for coming on. You're supposed to come on like, I don't know what.
Like three years ago?
Yeah, something like that. Before F-Bill was actually in existence.
I thought it was like something like 150 years ago back in 1983.
Yeah.
It was the best days ever.
Around then. I was like 75 then. Sounds about right.
So I was a brisk 90.
So today's surprise, since today is September 19th.
What's the big surprise?
It is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh Lord.
Yes. So, I mean,
we
I should have
got some pirate booty clips, man.
I figured Big City would be fucking, you know, happy for this one.
Dude, he's a fucking ninja, man.
So, but yeah, but talking like a pirate's fun.
Talking like a ninja is even more fun.
Don't you talk like a pirate to your penis while you're whacking it? Is that what you're doing?
He's deep in thought over there.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, I'm trying to find some shit.
What are you trying to find?
Audio?
Are you looking up the thingy on the, whatchamacallit, the pirate question?
No. I'm looking for mainstream sound clips.
Mainstream?
Ahoy.
Avast. Avast.
That's stupid. Pirate.
I got a list of pirate terms here.
All right, why don't you just say them?
Fucking Davy Jones's locker, Corsair, doubloons, Fiddler's Green, Furner.
Cutlass.
What was that?
Cutlass.
Yes.
Like an Oldsmobile?
No.
No. It's Ford.
No. Yes. Exactly. That's such a bad joke.
Grog.
I should kick you in the nuts.
Dumb.
Jack. Jolly Roger.
This conversation sour at arm.
Landlubber. Aye, landlubber.
Is that a fucking sonar thing you got in your car?
Dude, do you have sonar in your car? Because that would be awesome.
No, I was just restarting the truck. I made a quick stop to grab a drink.
Oh, yeah? So were you in a convenience store making pirate sounds?
Recording with
us? Nope. Outside of a rest stop.
Oh.
At its,
were people looking at you funny?
Why couldn't you just lie to me and tell me you were in the convenience store doing it?
You could have said, like,
thank you for coming today. The next stop will be me doing that. Find cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. What kind of cigarettes you smoke?
Parliaments.
Camel.
Virginia Slims.
Camel Ultralights.
That's kind of like a Virginia Slim, isn't it?
Yeah, for men.
Nah. I wouldn't want to rain their people's parade.
Yeah. Man, I could go for a cigarette right now.
Yeah, so could I.
I know.
Yeah, let's go to the convenience store.
Quitting smoking sucks. Even like a year later.
Dude, two years for me. Yeah. Fucking
damn.
Friday.
Fucking give me a cancer stick.
Can't afford it anymore, man.
Privateer. Scallywag. Scurvy dog. Shiver me timbers. Son of a biscuit eater.
You still going?
Son of a biscuit eater.
On the whole topic of pirates, have you guys ever run across the Axe a Pirate website?
Oh, that's fucking hysterical.
Yes.
Why don't you bring that up and
pirate
fucking play with us?
And pirate speed dating.
Dude.
Yeah, bring it up, man.
Big
Axe
City.
A Pirate.
Axe.
Alright, I'll just go to
Yeah, fucking, what the hell did I just say? Son of a biscuit eater. Son of a biscuit eater is a derogatory term indicating a bastard son of a sailor. Squiffy, swaggy, swashbuckling, sweet trading, thar. The opposite of here. There. Thar.
Lar.
Walk the plank. Wench.
That's a great word.
Fucking wench. Yo ho ho. Pirate laughter, it says. It says yo ho ho is pirate laughter. That's
I thought
fucking
that was
funny.
Yo ho on a funnel.
You want to hear some pirate jokes?
No.
A pirate with an eye patch seemed down at a bar. The bartender asked, "What's wrong?" The pirate replied, "Arg, they want me to be a teacher. But I only had one pupil."
Oh, man.
Is that...
Prezi, you... Yo ho ho.
Oh.
That's how funny that is.
Fucking awful. Hey, did you find that website?
I found a website.
Oh, dude.
I take you
software update. Firefox 1.5.0.7 is ready to install.
Oh,
thanks,
my God.
Mozilla.
Thank you, Mozilla. Thank you for this nice off fucking software update.
Which episode did you want?
I don't
Any
know,
one,
dude.
Man.
Play
just
one.
Play one. Just play it for the audience.
For like a couple minutes. This is what? Axkapirate.com? Axkapirate?
Pirate Dragon Bluto said speed dating. So I'm going to find that one.
Speed dating, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the good one, Dragon Blue? Speed dating?
That's a good one where he talks about the truth of how Redbeard the pirate died.
Yeah, it sounds like a good one.
Do you watch these every night? Do you and Mrs. Drakenblut, like, sit on the couch and watch these?
Actually, we tend to watch more anime together.
Do you? That's cool.
A lot of stuff you can't even get in the States yet.
Oh, yeah? So what do you, like, have, like, little kids, like, send them to you for, like, American money? Is that how it works with PayPal? You have, like, some
no,
kind of anime
some,
trade going?
Where people are sandselling them, putting them out there.
Yeah.
It's a nice big piracy ring.
Yeah, that's sweet. So how many millions of dollars of anime do you think you've pirated?
Arr!
We're talking
I'm gonna
get
the blooms.
I think we're through the billions.
Billions?
Not billions.
Billions with a B.
You got, man, you're like nothing compared to those, like, old ladies that fucking MPAA and RIA are suing.
Oh, yeah, they go after them with the
They got, like,
vengeance.
Trillions, dude. Trillions of dollars.
Extreme prejudice.
I mean, dude, if you got, like, a copy of, like, fucking Phantom Menace the day it came out in theaters, like, you cost them, like, 20, like, gazillion dollars right
dude,
there.
Dude, you should be on the fucking top 10 FBI most wanted fucking list.
Wow, I actually had episode 3 about 3 hours before it hit theaters.
Yeah, I think we had 3 like that,
we
too.
We had 3 relatively soon. I'm not sure it was 3 hours before it came out in theaters, but it was definitely soon after that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I did watch it on my fucking computer monitor rather than going
with the
to
countdown in the corner.
Yeah, that was cool. And
the,
it also was cool
lapse.
Not going to the fucking theater and paying money to actually watch that piece of shit. And, you know, what, dude? I'm hurt. I'm fucking hurt. Okay? All right. I'm still hurt about this.
Play it, Big City.
Play it, man.
This isn't it. This is it. This is all you get. Oh, no audio.
We have no audio for that.
Why not?
I wonder why that is. You know, something like that happens and you wonder why.
It's turned on. You were playing, you played the whole theme off there.
You're right, I did.
Oh, this is gay. But not
gay,
as gay. Not
gay,
as,
gay!
It's not as gay as Droops, though.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. He's been leaving me obscene messages.
Oh,
using,
has he been?
Using Jabber.
That's why you're not checking the fucking voicemail anymore.
So I guess that's a good segue to get Lord Dracula to talk about this Jabber server he set up so Droops can leave me messages like the cocksucker he is.
I can't help the kind of cocksucker he is, but beware, he might try to steal your pants.
Probably a gay cocksucker. That's the kind of cocksucker terms male cocksuckers are.
We're talking gay. About Chancellor Droops here, right?
Yeah, Chancellor Droops.
He's been demoted.
Has he?
A bureaucrat.
He's out of office now?
The bureaucrats
fucking kicked out.
Military coup against Chancellor Droops.
Oh, man. How about that shit in Thailand?
Yeah, Bangkok.
Fucking it's Bangkok and Bangkok. Damn. So Jabber.
The clip's not going to happen.
Open source IM protocol.
That's right, open source IM protocol. So you can set up your own.
I believe it's actually called MMS, maybe.
Yeah, some kind of like weird technical name.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Don't remember off the top of my head, and I don't give a fuck.
Sweet.
So what's the benefits of hosting your own Jabber server?
Well, one, you can cut it out. You go on Yahoo, you go on any of the other ones, and you get the random jackass who's sending you an IM about penis enlargement, or hey, come check out my webcam.
You got a webcam, dude?
No, he's talking about random fucking message spam, dude. You wouldn't know because you haven't used messages.
By running your own Jabber server, you can control who actually has an account on it, and you cut down the bullshit spam and people you just don't want to talk to popping up.
But since it is open source, though, all the people that are on your Jabber server that have accounts can talk to people on other Jabber servers with accounts, right?
Only if you enable interconnecting the Jabber servers.
All right. Have you enabled that on yours?
No. Nope. I've kept it a private one for Infonomicon and select people outside of the Infonomicon group.
Yeah. So why'd you let Droops in there?
Well, you know, Droops kind of started in Phenomicon, so it kind of made sense.
Yeah, but he's leaving spam about penis enlargements.
Well, that's because he's offering to enlarge your penis by himself.
Damn. Flaccio. That word never gets used enough.
Flaccio?
Isn't it fellatio, man?
Whatever, shut your pie hole, gay bastard. Why would you know that?
Flaccio?
Flaccio.
Flaccio. There's no C-H.
Sounds like an Italian, man.
It is Italian, you cowboy.
I believe the term is fellatio.
Fellatio.
Yes. Fellatio? Can I get that at a restaurant?
Cunnilingus? Cunnilingus? Is that how that's pronounced?
Cunnilingus?
Yes.
Cuntilicious.
Tasty Bootis.
Oh, man.
Yemis Scrumyumbus.
Yemis Scrumyumbus?
Yeah, dude, it's like a chicken cutlet, except pussy, and it tastes better.
There's also, getting back to Jabber, there's a lot of different Jabber servers out there.
You mean like
Jabber D and some others. The one I'm running is actually, it's under a dual license, if I remember right, where it's got an open source version and then a enterprise edition.
Okay.
I wish I had a Star Trek.
So, like, the enterprise edition would be just used in, like, businesses running their own IM between people, you know, in the office, right?
Engage.
That's
run that by me again.
It's like corporate IM, like within a you know, company.
Right.
Yeah.
So a company can have their own internet in-house.
You know what I like doing at work? Is using the Windows messaging service to send obscene messages to people. It's great.
I can hear you over the pirate ranting.
Oh. He can hear the pirate.
You can hear the pirate. We can't hear the pirate.
Dude, we can't hear the pirate, but
we
he can
hear the pirate. He can. Oh, I know why.
Why?
Because I was fucking. I've never reset the. I don't have any other sound, so I never turn the volume back on.
The
mixer.
Damn it.
Arr,
all right. Hold off on that. Let's finish the talk on Jabber first.
Yeah, right. Okay.
One thing to another.
The one I'm running is called Wildfire.
Wildfire.
And its only requirement that I've found is it needs the Java runtime environment.
Okay.
And after you install it, you just go, you untargz it, move it over to your slash op folder.
Yeah.
And then you just go into your slash op slash wildfire slash bin, and it dot slash wildfire, start it up. Then you go to, by the default settings, you go to whatever your box is on at port 9090, and there's a nice little web-based interface to set it up and administer it.
That's pretty cool. So it's just that easy, huh?
Well, wait, you also need MySQL or another database program, and it can connect to like four or five different databases, but it's got drivers built in for all of it. But yeah, using Wildfire, you can be up and running in about 15 minutes.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Now,
that's my next question, as a matter of fact.
In the database, along with user information and all that, you know, cute stuff, are you logging all conversations and everything like that? Or have, maybe you're not doing it personally, but is that happening usually on a Jabber server?
You can, on the one I'm using, you can enable the capability, and I assume all of them have the capability. It's just whether or not you want to turn it on.
Yeah.
The most mind blogs is by setting right now is if, you know, Mr. White logged out and then Drew decides to leave a message about penis enlargement and Viagra. It saves those, but then it pitches them after they deliver it.
Yeah. The one thing that I noticed, which is pretty cool, using your server, I've never used Jabber before. I don't use, you know, instant messaging stuff very much. But I'm not too sure if it's Jabber or if it's Admium X, which I'm using on OS X, because I'm new to that as well. But all the conversations are, like, saved. So if I click on your name, you know, if I send you a couple messages and close the window, and I come back in an hour and double-click, all that stuff is still there. Like, you can kind of continue, keep conversations going. It kind of saves that stuff. Is that
I think that's your client you're using, because
yeah.
I use Game and I don't have that.
Yeah. So, well, I guess that must be part of Admium, which is pretty sweet. I kind of like that. So I can, like, come back to conversations and see what I said, you know, before.
You can also run conferences on most Jabber servers as well.
Conferences, you said?
Yeah, like Yahoo chat room.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of cool. So that's a kind of an easy way to get a chat room up and running, right?
Yep.
Now, is there a way? What was that? You're cutting out.
Yeah, I said it's. If you want to use eJabber D, it's pretty much console based completely. But if you use WebMid, there's a plugin for WebMed to administer an eJabber D server.
Oh, that's cool. So, is there
Jibber Jab?
Jibber Jab. with these servers, is there a web interface that I can go to have like a conversation instead of having a client installed on my machine? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't thought looking for it.
All right.
I don't think Wildfire has that built in by itself to yeah. where you can go to, you know, whatever web page slash chat and, you know, log into your system from there.
All right. That's something I want to look into. Because this whole Jabber thing is, I mean, it's pretty cool idea as far as, like, maybe we could use this for something, so just
like
throwing ideas.
Maybe he's gonna start office building and you know,
I could
record
fucking get like millions of people using my shit for nothing and fucking
millions
spam
okay.
them, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What
spam
you gonna spam them with?
Fucking offers to buy fucking t-shirts about the fucking Boston Massacre that just happened.
Sweet.
another nice thing about wildfire in the web console, at least for the administrator, can send system messages.
Yeah.
And that'll hit everyone at one time.
Well, that's cool.
So, you know, say you're going to take the server down for half an hour, you can send someone a message beforehand.
Now, there's something else you mentioned to me today that you wanted to talk about, a BitTorrent client.
Yeah, it's a client called TorrentFlux. And I'm actually running it on the same box I run my Wildfire server on. But it's a PHP-based BitTorrent client. It runs from a website, or, you know, you log into your box via, you know, Firefox. And you check your torrents, see their status.
That's cool.
So it's basically a whole web interface to your own torrents that you're running on your own box.
Yeah.
That's better than using BitTornado.
And you could do it from anywhere, like at work.
Yeah.
You could be, like, running torrents and shit.
And it's also got a couple, you know, things I think it does better than most. Like, it's multi-user aware.
Multi-user aware? Yeah.
Yeah, you can set up multiple accounts for, you know, 3-4 people, have it all running on the same box. You can limit how many torrents the box can run at one time, and then limit how many each login can run at the same time.
Well, that's pretty cool. So then, you know, if you got, like, a pretty decent pipe and shit, you know, you get a fair amount of, you know, stealing going on at once. Different people getting different shit. That's cool.
Plundering the internet for booty.
For booty. Nice, dude. Keep it in the pirate theme.
Yeah.
Now, one of the small problems I found with this is when you're seeding, it stops seeding. It doesn't keep track of how much you seeded before you stopped it.
It's like any fat person.
Over when you load it.
Oh, so you got to keep it up to get your level up there, then.
Of course you got to keep it up.
Well, just so you can see what your level is.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you stop it at 50%, restart it, then it goes back to zero.
Yeah. That's not all that bad, though.
No. And something else you'd want to do if you're running that on your home network is that if you download stuff that's in a folder, say, like, Lost Season 1.
Yeah.
And all 25 episodes are in a folder, you either have to download each episode individually or download it as a zip or a .tar.
.tard?
So,
sorry, that's
so you might want to install Samba.
Yeah.
Or have SSH on your box if you use a client like WinSCP. That'll let you log into the system and transfer files that way also.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, I fucking hate cell phones.
Yeah, you're adamant about your anti-cell phone.
Fucking hate cell phones.
You want to get rid of them, don't you?
Smash them.
I want to run through the streets and grab people's cell phones and smash them. Watch people flip out.
Yeah, as they're disconnected.
So, it just irritates me, like, they compress the call so much, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
Compress. Anyway.
What should I say about this?
Sorry about that, guys. I hate coming over such a crappy connection myself, but.
That's alright. It's just, you know, like, the last little bit there, you were really kind of crapping out. It's just irritates me in the middle of a conversation, you know what I mean? It's like, not to mention recording a show.
Yeah, and then the second, like, you say, all right, I can't hear you, I'm going to call you back later, it's clear.
Yeah. Maybe we should try that. We could just maybe pretend we're going to hang up on him, and then it might sound clear. Now, overall, it's been pretty good, considering, like, you're in Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
Driving around.
I'm almost to Antarctica.
Yeah.
Driving off the southern tip of Africa right now.
Oh, yeah? What's that, the Cape of Hope or something?
Yeah, I'm driving across the Cape of Hope right now.
It's good, good man. It's good. I'm glad to hear it. Good thing the Skype out shit is free, huh? So we got to pay the long distance charge.
Dude, listen to this.
What?
I'm signing up for a something international. My international trip to New Zealand. I was signing up at the hotel, and they're like, "What country are you from?" One of the choices was Antarctica. I didn't know anybody fucking was a resident there.
Dude, there are people that are residents in Antarctica.
Shut. No way.
Dude, my buddy.
Are they like card-carrying citizens of Antarctica?
Are they
like, where are you from, Antarctica?
My buddy is going to get a job in Antarctica.
Why?
Because it's 6 months on, 6 months off for like 125 grand to start.
Yeah, but what would you do there, man?
He's gotten his fucking graduate degree in Arctic engineering.
Arctic engineering.
And then he's gonna take,
that'll do him a lot of good.
Then he's gonna take all that money and go buy a house on the coast of Mexico for like 10 grand and have an entire army because he'll have 125 grand American dollars.
Well, I'm glad that he, you know, reasoned that out. He's got good dreams.
Yeah.
He's got that all worked out.
The Arctic engineering also makes you really welcome by companies like Schlumberger, who deal heavily in the oil industry, and they have a lot of rigs in Arctic areas.
Yeah, he is. He's working on the pipeline in Alaska while he's getting his degree, and he's already talked to like Raytheon and other defense contractors like that. I'm sure you've heard of them before that. It's like if you get a degree, if you're like one of the three people a year that get a degree in Arctic engineering, you're guaranteed a job unless you've like committed murder or something before. You know, it's like you're guaranteed a fucking job.
You're guaranteed a job. Yeah. You're guaranteed a private estate in Mexico when you retire at the age of 35.
Dude, that's what he's got a buddy who fucking does that shit in Mexico, man. Built a house and stuff for like nothing.
Well, yeah, man.
It's fucking craziness. But he doesn't give a fuck if he's living in Mexico or not.
Why would you? Why would you? Why would he? If you're talking about the crazy dude that thing you're talking about.
The dude is in Alaska and all that shit.
Yeah, you know? I can see that, actually.
Yeah,
I really
he's living like 10 minutes from, like, you know, the Arctic Circle. Walking around in a fucking t-shirt like a homo.
Is it true that he wrestled a polar bear to its death?
No.
Is it true that he kicked a king penguin in the face? That's a fucked up thing to do to a king penguin.
I've heard rumors there's a city up in Alaska that supposedly is pretty much 70 degrees year round.
What?
I heard Juneau's about 70 degrees for 6 months straight, and then it's like 40. It's not,
yeah, the
it's
southern
not,
southern.
It's not freezing though. It's not. It's cold, but it's not like super cold. Holy fatty.
No, the southern tip of Alaska is not. It's not bad. It's like New England weather or something, you know.
Yeah,
it's really not bad.
Well, nice.
So.
There's a city that supposedly, because of its proximity to hot springs, stays fairly warm year round.
That's pretty sweet. Those hot springs must be kind of warm.
Clever.
I'm glad I figured that one out. Give me a fucking degree in something. So you gonna play that pirate thing, dude?
Yeah, you gonna do that for us or what?
I wasn't planning on that.
Alright, then I guess you won't.
I completely lost it.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we understand.
I can bring it back if you guys are gonna be bitches.
Don't fail us
it.
Again, Admiral.
So, there's a new thing going on in Congress.
What, are we doing news stories now?
Yeah, while he's pulling this stuff up, we'll squeeze one in.
Alright.
This
is this the one where they're gonna pardon Bush's sorry ass?
Yeah, dude. That's bullshit or what? Given basically saying everything Bush has done with the NSA and spying on us is okay.
Wait, what is this about?
Today's
now?
Question comes all right. from Philip. He asks, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
You guys got
being
all the beginning?
A pirate and all. Oh, boy, this question again. Pirates have a long and sordid history with Tootsie Pops. Around the time that Tootsie Pops were released, a group of pirates found themselves landlocked. They'd been hitting the grog pretty hard the night before and passed out, not knowing where they were. When they woke up, somebody had shipped them off to the countryside, miles away from the sea. Sort of a reverse Shanghai kind of deal. Out in the countryside, the pirates spotted a small candy caravan run by an old lady. So, they pillaged it. They rifled through all the plunder in the caravan, and it had all the usual stuff. But there, in the back of the caravan, was the true treasure, the very first shipment of Tootsie Pops. They divvied the Tootsie Pops up and were just about to tuck in when the old crone spoke. You might want to turn on the spooky voice effect for this one.
No pirate shall ever get to the center of a Tootsie Pop!
How were the pirates supposed to know the old broad was a gypsy? She cursed them because of her curse. No pirate that day, and no pirate ever since, has gotten to the center of a Tootsie Pop. The rumor amongst the pirate folk is that there's a chocolatey center in the middle of a Tootsie Pop. Soft, chewy, gooey, delicious, chocolatey center. But no pirate knows for sure. This is a Tootsie Pop. Ooh, I got the Indian shooting an arrow at the star. I think that means I get a free one. I am about to show you what no non-pirate has ever seen before. I'm gonna get to the center of this Tootsie Pop. One. Two.
That's in his eye.
Oh, God! So, Philip, to answer your question, that is why pirates f***ing hate gypsies. Good question.
Alright, so that's askapirate.com.
Pirates rule.
Chocolate! I got to the chocolate!
Okay.
So yeah, Congress is trying to pardon Bush and say that NSA spying is okay. Dracoblue, how do you feel about that?
I say, would someone give Bush a fucking blowjob so we can impeach him finally?
Groups!
Oh,
yes. Oh!
Yeah, but they're really trying to pardon Bush. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's on trial, man. It seems more like he's just saying, oh, you guys are rubber stamp Congress. Why don't you change the law so this is not illegal anymore?
Yeah. Rubber stamp Congress. Fucking great. So, in other exciting news, I've lost my virginity. And... You guys hear about the spying?
I didn't hear you lost your virginity. When did this happen? Holy shit, man.
Did you finally have that date?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
I'm as far away from that man as I could possibly be at all times. So the HP Hewlett-Packard's chairman has quit over the spying scandal. You guys heard about this?
You know, I've been kind of reading it in the Wall Street Journal as it's been going on.
Dude, you lie, man. You don't even know where to get a Wall Street Journal from.
I know exactly where to get a Wall Street Journal from.
That's just harsh.
Probably the VP of Operations is wondering where her fucking Wall Street Journal has been going to, but I know exactly where to get it. Yes. Okay.
I do that same shit, dude.
I know, man. I know you.
It's great.
So, yeah, I've been...
Did you hear it? Apparently Walmart is fucking pissed off at over the whole iTunes movie store now.
Walmart's got fucking panties in a bunch over that, huh?
Really?
Well, because a lot of people have said that, you know, the movie companies do not want to piss off Walmart since Walmart sells like 90% of the
movie. You gotta close your window, man.
Dude, you got your window open in the car? Or did you just...
No, I just stepped out, so at this point, gentlemen, I've got to bow out for the day.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about Walmart another time.
See how it is.
Without you.
Just as we start talking about panties, you decide to take off.
Right. That's cool. Just leave us hanging like that.
No problem. Later.
Alright, buddy. Whoa. Later.
That was awesome. Echo effect.
Sweet. Function key, you gotta hit to get that going again.
How
was the call?
Oh, wow, look at this.
Oh, holy shit.
Check this out, huh?
What is this? Old booty.
So the
I mean, how is your call's quality?
So you're, yeah. So the call quit, and Skype opened up a web browser where the foreman says, how was your call's quality? Well, there's a bunch of smiley faces, and let's click bad.
Fuck emoticons.
Yes. Call setup, why don't you just click all the problems above, huh?
Right.
Okay, there we go.
I had some motor problems too. Hold on.
Yeah. Click every single checkbox that equals bad. All
right. Send them feedback right now.
Send feedback.
Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for taking the time on giving us feedback. We will treat the information provided as confidential and use it only to improve our service and fucking spam you with shit.
So that was Lord Drakenblut.
Thanks for coming on to the show, Lord Drakenblut.
Had to go because we got started late because we had technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're noobs.
And so thanks for coming on. Podcastincubator.com/Drakenmedia.
Mint.
So, Hewlett Packard.
Right.
Spying. The fucking bitch running the company is spying on the board members because someone was leaking information to CNET.
And the press.
Yeah, because CNET is fucking worthless. I'm sorry, but they are. They're fucking...
Yeah, they suck.
What a bunch of hairy cunts. So the...
Cuntalicious.
Vapid.
Vapid, yes, that's an awesome word to describe CNET.
You're never going to use vapid
cunts.
Dude,
you can never... You just can't, like, randomly throw out words like vapid, dude.
Dude, why not? Let's look it up in dictionary.com.
I can do whatever I want.
What does vapid mean?
The chief of police. And sound effects. The sound effects police.
Dude, this was the word of the day for November 1st, 2003, just so you know.
Why don't you go twiddle your bone flute, buddy?
We should get you a badge.
Vapid.
Huh?
One.
I want a badge.
Shut up.
Why not?
I'm trying to educate. God damn it, man. Will you shut the fuck up?
I can't learn.
Lacking liveliness and spirit, unanimated, spiritless, dull, as in a vapid speech. 2. Flavorless, lacking taste or zest, flat, as in vapid beer. Example, one year he was writing vapid and sentimental mediocrities, and the next he was turning out one of the best poems of our century.
I read recently on a forum somebody described Sara Lee as a vapid cunt. And I forgot the word vapid existed until I read it in that context, and I thought it was so great.
So there you have it. Big City has said the word vapid, and it was also the word of the day on Saturday, November 1st, 2003.
Well, that's not bad.
What were you talking about?
The HP chairwoman who has announced her intention to step down, the last I heard.
She did.
Or she has been forced out of
she
office.
She quit, yeah. So basically, she hired a firm, okay, that did something apparently called pretexting.
Pretexting, right.
How is that different from social engineering?
You should look that up in dictionary.com.
Yeah, that's I don't understand why, like, pretexting is now used all over the place with this story. Everyone's like, pretexting.
I don't know, what pretexting. The hell is pretexting?
It's social engineering. It's tricking you out of your information.
You say that? So basically, you had these PIs.
I heard all those same words. I just didn't listen.
Like, yeah. These PIs are showing up and posing as members of the press. Is that correct? Is that what's happening? Or was it the other way around?
No, they were, like, seriously... In these people's shit, like calling up the phone company and getting
bills, they were posing as social engineering, like you said.
They posed as whatever they need to pose to get everything on these people.
So what was the firm that she hired? Has that come out yet? Or?
I don't remember seeing that anywhere. I'm sure it has. But they pretty much, you know, pulled all the information you can about people, which, you know, shows you how easy it is. But they're reading emails. They're doing all kinds of shit. Phone logs, whatever. So they found...
Checking fax machines.
The guy that leaked the information to CNET. And she, in one board meeting, confronted this guy, told the whole board what she did, how she spied on all of them. She spied on the CNET reporter that stole the software, that wrote the stories.
Paranoid much?
They tried putting shit on this guy's laptop, but they couldn't because they had fucking Linux.
Keylogger.
Yeah, they had like a Windows EXE for a keylogger, and they couldn't fucking run it.
It's probably the free trial version. They kept on trying to set the fucking date back.
He had a Linux box they couldn't install shit on. So they did all this. She comes out and fucking says it, and she points to whatever dickhead it is on the board there and says, "You leaked the information." He goes, "Yeah. I would have told you if you just asked me." Now she fucking quit. Somebody else quit. There's all kinds of stuff going on, I guess, you know, the feds have to know if you have a board of a company like this and a member quits, the reason why, I guess, HP kind of like falsified the documents as to why he quit, saying he just quit as opposed to he quit over the fact that he was spied on.
Holy crap.
Lawsuits, all kinds of shit going on. Yeah.
Dude.
This is pretty fucking crazy.
Dude, it's wild. On E.
Here, you can read these if you want to know more.
No, I kind of don't. I'll just steal the... I'll pretext my way to get...
You ever hear of Second Life?
Yes, I have heard of Second Life, and it was exploited. Had 565,000 members.
650,000.
Oh, wow. 650,000. Real information dumped everywhere, exposed, including the secrets of that bitch that's making $175,000 a year playing that fucking game.
What?
Like making an orb?
I didn't hear that shit.
Yeah, dude.
$175,000 a year?
Something like that. That's close. It's over. Because
all that shit's like real money, isn't it?
It's all real money, man.
Do you know about that big city?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Second Life. FBO Radio is going to have a Second Life clan.
No, we're not, dude.
Okay, we're not.
Second Life is like... It's a massively multiplayer game, you know, like WoW, which you're familiar with.
Dude, be a man. Say a geek. MMO.
It's a fucking MMO.
Right.
Alright? And basically, it's supposed to mirror, like, life. So you can actually have... And people do this, and this is why I think people are stupid on the whole.
I work in real life. Why would I want to do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
People have, like, real jobs in there. That they... This is how this chick makes money. And... So they put in, like, real money into the game. So they can start businesses and all this bullshit. And people buy their fucking shit, so then they fucking make money. And it's so stupid. And the people that play these games really
like
need to
Sims
fucking die.
Have real money involved.
No, they don't need to die, dude. They just need to get laid. That's your solution to everything. Like, you fundamentally, Mr. White is about hate. Like, everybody needs to be killed.
That's you, dude.
Everybody needs
that's
to
you.
Die. I say everyone needs to get laid. So fundamentally, I'm about love.
I think he's, like,
right?
About John Lennon.
Right.
Or Jenna Jameson. One of
no, them. You're absolutely right. That was completely fucked. It's supposed to be opposite.
Yeah. I'm the one who's supposed to say everyone's supposed to get laid.
Yes, yeah, so why didn't you say that?
All you need is hump. Hump is all you need. 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 She humps you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She humps you, yeah.
Dude, standing up, man, really did something to you, huh?
Well, no, my ass was fucking getting sweaty in this chair because it doesn't breathe, so I stood up and now I feel a lot cooler.
Nice.
You know, dude, it was getting pretty warm down there. So I stood up and now I feel comfy.
Dude.
Next time, you want this folding chair and I'll take that one?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you switch it up right now?
No, dude.
Why not?
It's gonna make a lot of noise.
We're like, shit will fall and cables will be ripped out of like sockets and stuff.
We have 12 minutes left anyway.
Right. Are we gonna talk about the Wii or what?
Dude.
We
that's,
will.
That's the last thing we want to talk about, because we can just run till whenever.
We can run.
Big news this week.
Besides Pirate Speak Day?
Dude, I mean, that's pretty huge. You gotta admit to that.
Pirate Speak Day?
Pirate Speak Day, dude.
No, it's not huge at all, man.
I think it's kind
of... How about the Wii? Is that huge?
That was fairly big. That was last week, though, wasn't it?
I've been described as fairly
big.
It's
last... It's all ongoing. It's huge. It's the Wii,
right.
Man.
It's like fucking... It's a coup in Thailand.
Is it really?
No, it's a coup.
Why did they get a weird Thailand name and we get that they're stuck with whatever the Chinese or Japanese name that... and we're the we and
no, they had to go because they got fucking overthrown. People got killed
coup?
And shit.
I don't know what's going on in the world.
Man.
I totally missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude, like
I
tanks rolled up and like some
Bangkok.
General fucking.
He just took over the whole country. He declared tomorrow a national holiday. Not like anyone was planning on going to work with a fucking army on the roads. I don't know about you, but...
Hey, you guys have to come to work. There's a minefield set up in downtown and...
We're just trying to thin out the weak from the strong, you know what I mean?
Right. That's what the Wii is doing, in essence. We're going to find out who like are the bitch gamers and who are the real gamers.
Yeah.
Did you not have to use your like entire arm to play a game? You know what I'm saying? Like this is not about console. This is a new platform, is what I'm trying to say, man. the Wiimote, or the Wii Remote, is going to be like a new platform.
Wiimote? Never mind.
Use a mouse and keyboard to play PC games.
Yeah.
Use a pad or a noob stick if you prefer.
Noob stick.
Play console games, and now you have this new controller. Play a fundamentally different type of fucking game.
And if you want to have sex while playing the Wii Sims, you
that's
put
what the nunchuck is for.
That's what the
Wii
nunchuck
for. Headset on.
Nunchuck, dude.
Nunchuck.
What?
Nunchucka.
There's a nunchuck.
For having sex while playing the Sims
right.
on Wii?
Dude, you never had sex with nunchucks? It's fucking wild.
I'm gonna have to try that.
How would you know? You just lost your virginity.
I
Did
know.
You take it to that level already?
Dude, it's been 78 years.
I've been from virgin to losing my virginity to a pair of nunchucks.
Seriously, man.
No, that wasn't three steps. That was two. You gotta condense that.
Oh.
Losing it with nunchucks.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I just couldn't speak those verbs.
I've been hit with nunchucks before. They fucking
have you?
Hurt.
I hit myself once.
And
no, I've been
heads.
Hit. Like a dude hit me with some fucking nunchucks.
That sucked. Did you punch him in the face?
No, dude. Foam? I kind of fell on the ground like a bitch. Because it fucking hurt. It was wooden nunchucks. I tell you about
hurts.
Those foam fucking training nunchucks they give you.
I hit myself in the head with a wood pair once. It wasn't a dead end of the nunchuck session.
I took a golf club to the throat.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, driver.
Dang.
Titanium.
Damn, dude. What the hell did you do to deserve
Tateful.
That?
Nothing. Stepped in the wrong place once.
I tell you, you should not be a racist.
I know, oh. Seriously, what the fuck?
Damn.
How about you, Big City? What was the worst injury you ever sustained with a foreign object?
I don't know, I don't get injured that much. I could have hit kid's head open with an ice skate.
Yeah, but how did you get
injured,
sweet. Man?
I don't know, I'm trying to think.
I took a car ramp to the big toe once and lost the big toe. I
hit myself in the knee with a hammer.
What?
The toenail. Just off.
Oh, that sucks.
Fucking dead.
This Gone. Has absolutely nothing to do with the Wii, if you're wondering, listeners. We're going to return to that in a minute.
I'm not sure what the biggest injury that I've ever received was that was by somebody else.
Hmm.
I don't get injured by others very often.
Yeah, but let's just say if you did.
That's what I'm trying to think of. I see I caused myself more injury than other people.
Right, well, let's just say what was the worst injury.
I can't fucking think of one!
With a fucking foreign object that you did to yourself, man.
Oh, I said I hit myself in the knee with a hammer. That was probably one of the most painful experiences I've ever had.
Did that explain why you're so gimpy?
Nah, dude, it was a fucking sledgehammer. It hurt.
Oh.
I went down on the ground.
Yeah,
I could
not
grab. I'm surprised you didn't like shatter something.
Dude, I was fucking lucky I didn't shatter anything.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Could have fucked up some ligaments with that bitch.
I think I broke or no.
Was your left or right knee?
This one left.
What the fuck
were
you doing?
Did you just have a flashback right there?
I was trying to hammer an iron spike out of a tree that we just buried into it. And it was a glancing blow off of the iron spike.
Were you successful in getting the spike?
No, we sheared it off, and then we glued bark over the hole that we made. This was on a surveying job that I was on, and hopefully the neighbors never noticed, because the tree was protected by some national tree arboretum. That
Are you
was,
serious?
Yeah. And this
it's
that
like protected by international law. That's
well, it was
tree.
Like some... It was some, like, federal park, apparently, that was known for its trees, and we put a benchmark into the tree.
Wow.
And then... Yeah, and it was a bad experience, all in all.
I could say. Well, did you say that was karma at work? You smacking yourself in the knee?
Yes.
I like the nunchuck incident. That was definitely karma in operation.
Why? Were you,
instant
like,
karma.
Beating the person with a bow staff and all of a sudden they hit you with nunchucks?
No, dude.
I mean, that's not really karma. That's called fighting.
Dude, I was like, you don't know how to use the fucking nunchucks. And then she completely did.
Oh, it was a woman on top of it, dude?
Yeah.
You got your ass nunchucked by a woman?
Dude, if you got nunchucked, it doesn't matter who you get nunchucked by. You get nunchucked, dude, it just fucking hurts. Nunchucked me right in the shoulder, fucking brute. I had to resort to violence like that. Damn.
Wow. So the Wii, when's the launch date?
November 19th.
And they're launching in America first, huh?
Right. The big news. And they're going to be making profit off it.
Which is even bigger news.
You might have confirmed the launch date.
No, it's the 19th.
The PS3 is the 17th. Not that anyone gives a fuck.
And what'd you tell us for, huh? Liar. Liar.
Because, bitch.
Do you think this is going to put Nintendo back on top?
My dad pushed me off a carousel once.
Well, there you go. That's...
Oh, man, that's hateful.
Why did he do that for? Just before we... Yeah. Talk about the console.
I was annoying.
So I guess that's kind of like the nunchuck story. I guess you could say I was being annoying, misogynistic. You know? Karma. An operation.
You do look misogynistic. Inistic.
Right. So, you know, I'm not sure if it's going to put Nintendo on top, if you're referring to, like, days of dominance of Big N, because as I really... I said before, it's like a new console, man. It's a new platform, is what I'm trying to say. Not a new console. You know?
It sounds like it's like the Dreamcast.
No, it's really not,
though. Too revolutionary for this day and age.
Well, unlike the Dreamcast, it's not gay. And, you know, it doesn't have, like, this fucking stupid fan base pushing it, you know? Like, you know, it's just... Well, I guess you could say it does. Nintendo fanboys are... They're kind of like the stupidest fan base of all time, really.
We love Kukamari.
But they're not trying... Well, they have reinvented the wheel, obviously. Yeah. You know? And Nintendo is saying, look, you know, this thing is X amount of times powerful as the GameCube. It doesn't really matter. Who gives a fuck? You know?
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about trying to run fucking HD 1080p fucking visuals. Here. You know, we're not trying. You don't need any of that shit to enjoy a game, is what they're saying. What you do need is a fresh experience. You know, something that changes it up a bit.
Yes.
And with the Wii, I think they have succeeded in doing that. So it's not going to be about, well, you know, Nintendo has this much of the fucking market share or that much. I mean, because if you want to look at the handheld market share, for instance, I mean, the fucking The DS and the Game Boy Advance combined have how much of that compared to the fucking competitors?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You know?
Dude, Mario Hoops on DS is mint.
Oh, yeah, you got that, huh?
Mintage, dude.
You've been playing it?
I wish you could kind of use the buttons, though.
Can't use the buttons? What, you use the stylus with that thing?
Fucking all stylus.
Really? That's going to be interesting.
It's interesting, and it's cool, and it works. It's just... I kind of wish sometimes I could just use the fucking buttons. Like, they give you the choice, you know,
you
but they don't.
You can't configure that, huh?
No.
That's Square Enix for you.
Yeah.
But it's cool, though.
It's cool.
Just bring it over one of these times, man.
You should get it yourself so we can fucking play.
Maybe you ought to start spamming people over fucking, you know.
Yeah, maybe you should jabber.
Yeah. Or jabber.
So you can, you know, start selling
penis
shirts
to kids.
I'll show you my man faucet if you...
Man faucet. That's a good one, dude.
I stole that from a movie.
Yeah, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't want to take full credit for man faucet.
Yeah, I understand. That's very noble of you.
So they will be profitable on the Wii, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's
a
first.
Company.
And
especially for Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo kind of pioneered the whole we're going to lose money on the fucking console and make money on the software.
Yeah.
That was the business model, really. So they're changing up their own business model.
Which they need to at this point to compete.
What's the price going to be?
$249.
Nintendo is a very...
That's a good deal.
Nintendo is
with everything you need, including wireless controller or wireless networking and all this stuff. As opposed to, like, spending another $100 for that shit on top of the $400 you already spent on your Xbox.
So should I get a MacBook or should I get a Wii now?
Dude, I'm getting a Wii.
A Wii book?
I'm getting a Wii book, dude.
Alright.
You want to talk a little bit about the Wii channels, Mr. White?
Tell us, Mr. White.
Why don't you go into that? Well, first of all...
Call up the article, man.
Hang on a second.
First of all, there's going to be how many launch titles? 30?
25 to 30, which is also a fucking unheard of.
The most launch titles ever. And, for the first time in a long time, the console will be packaged with a game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Multiple games.
Duck Hunt.
All sporting games that showcase the Wii controller.
That's
and don't forget that Nintendo is going to be offering its back catalogs
That's cool.
For download.
For a price.
Fairly decent price, though. That was
$5 to $10, which...
It was like 5 for NES games, 10 for Super NES, and fucking, I think, 12 or 15 for Nintendo 64.
Which is just... the whole library?
No, per game.
Per game.
Oh, that's kind of a lot. $10? $12?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of... I was hoping for more like a 4,
and let's
6,
not
8
forget
deal
about,
or something.
Let's not forget about the Sega Genesis and the TurboGrafx-16 titles, which are also going to be available for download.
It'd be better if you could just get a Konami like library of games. Maybe not Konami, but another company that's...
I'm sure if you keep your eyes out, there's got to be pirated shit. Because an SD card or something like that?
It does take an SD card.
Like
an
SD memory card?
In the stinker?
Takes it in the stinker, dude. SD memory in the poop shoe. This is like the gayest episode of FBL Radio ever.
We've mentioned a lot of gay slander.
You know, it's all because of Droops, goddammit.
Well, you know, he's not fucking chubby pickle boy.
I'm actually very...
Droops is a chubby pickle.
And don't forget, it's also backwards compatible with Nintendo GameCube, which this is also a first for Nintendo's console. They've never been backwards.
Compatible with all the fucking GameCube games, which is awesome.
Which means you don't have to fucking throw your GameCube games.
Honestly, like, wrapped up all together, this has got to be, like, the greatest console offering of all time.
Yeah, and, you know, it's... I'm really impressed by Nintendo here.
You can plug your power back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm really impressed that they've kind of come out swinging, so to speak. And they needed to do that because the GameCube was very fucking anemic, if you think about it. When the Cube came out, Luigi's Mansion. Okay.
Yeah.
Rogue Squadron 2.
Yeah, you had nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then you continued to have nothing.
Yeah, it's Metroid. That was like the day everybody woke up on.
Yeah, and Metroid was a fucking phenomenal game, just like fucking Metroid Prime 3 for the fucking Wii. It looks like it's going to be a phenomenal game.
An Excite Truck.
Excite Truck.
Remember Excite Bike?
Same idea.
Excite Truck. Well, 3D, and you drive like this, left and right, fucking tilt.
What about that off-road rally game where the little trucks were like bouncing off the things? Was that called off-road?
Oh, that was,
it wasn't off-road.
I used to play that in arcade all the time.
That game.
It was RC something.
RC Challenge?
RC something.
That game was
RC
awesome.
RC Off-Road.
Yeah, RC Off-Road or something like that.
That was a great game.
It was.
And here's the other thing. Really,
you could probably buy it, dude, on the Wii.
You could probably download it on the computer.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, well, yeah, why go for, you know, shit you can buy when you just emulate it on your PC and get this shit for free? Isn't that how it always is? But here's the thing. If I don't like any of those titles that are out, I'll just fucking download Super Metroid and go to town on that for fucking 40, 60 hours.
Fucking Mega Man.
Mega Man series. Fucking
Contra.
Double Dragon.
Double Mega Dragon.
X. Ninja Gaiden.
Dude, I can't... Oh, that and fucking... Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Yes!
And don't forget
so psyched about Ninja Gaiden, dude.
And don't forget about the online... You know,
double fist pump right there.
Double fist pump. Don't forget about
double
the online
pump, fist pump.
component here, too.
So there's going to be like a web browser. And
brought to you by Opera.
Yeah. No! Which is coming out in the DS, too, but that's going to be fucking...
Gay.
It's going to be gay.
Homo.
So this channels thing that's going on. What's up with this?
That was... Right.
That's why I wanted you to talk about it. Cause I'm
I think
really
we should
sure
just stop right there.
No.
I mean, seriously, I don't know why you just did what you did.
I was doing like a distance check.
Okay, so you have...
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
different channels, okay, the Wii. I'm assuming that the screen is going to be like it's... not its dashboard. That's Xbox Live-ish. But, like, it's... I don't know. What'd you call it? GUI?
There's going to be, like, a GUI and shit.
It's going to be its GUI, and there's different channels, okay? So you have your disc channel, your Mi channel, which is your completely customizable avatar.
Yeah, which all this stuff I could really give two shits about.
Yeah, but, you know, you're probably going to have, like... the most interesting avatar, because you're always like, I really don't give a fuck, and then you start doing it and you're like, oh, this is cool. So the interesting thing about that is you can fucking bring your caricature, it's stored in the remote, So, say you come over to the crib.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I didn't know that shit was stored in a remote.
Yeah, dude, the Wii remote. And yeah, basically, it's all channels, man. Message board.
Forecast channel.
Yeah. The photo
news channel.
Channel.
The idea is for it to be like, kind of like television-y content as well, but.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't really give two shits about that type of stuff. That's trying to get, like, the parents to use it when they're buying it for, like, the 10-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, can I play for a second? I want to check what the weather is.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, can you suck my ass, Dad?
Huh? Hey, question for you, dude. Why do you got the world's smallest flute in the world in your crib here?
Dude, what? It's a fucking pin, man.
It's like the world's... No, it's wicked tiny. It's like...
No, it's a pin. Seriously. It's a pin in the shape of a flute.
Dude, that's a pretty small flute pin.
It's a flute
pin. Dude, okay, you know what? Fuck all this talk. The most important thing is that Zelda's a launch title.
Yeah, which I've had on reserve since January.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to come out then. Or it was supposed to come out last November. GameCube.
Yeah.
No, January.
It was supposed to come out last summer, then November.
Yeah, I remember when it was
November.
And
then January. Got my girlfriend fucking reserved it for me. And so I'm gonna have that.
How
fucking
does she
launch.
Feel about the fact that you're not a virgin anymore?
Huh?
How does she feel about
she
the fact
she wasn't there for that, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You're not gonna be able to get married in white now.
Well, you know, whatever.
Is that how that works?
I don't wanna talk about it anymore.
I said, why not?
So, where the fuck is the game list on Wii.com?
Dude, come on. Wii software.
Wii.com sucks.
Dude, come on.
It's all non-compliant.
Dude, come on.
Oh, over-modulation.
Yeah, that was a little peaky.
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 So you got Mario Strikers Charge, Battalion Wars 2, Brain Academy, Super Mario Galaxy, A Sight Truck, Metroid Prime 3, Corruption. You know,
Corruption. Fuck me.
Zelda.
Mario so, Ware, smooth moves.
As you can tell, we're pretty damn excited about the Wii. I mean, I really think this is probably, like, the best fucking system launch ever. The fact, the price points compared to the other systems that are out, everything you get with it, you know, the amount they're actually gonna have, like, what, 400,000 between, you know, the middle of November and December 31st of this year.
Probably more than that, man.
Yeah, I think 400,000 was like the guaranteed number. Which, Sony will be lucky if they get 400,000 out in the next year. There's a bunch of arrogant dicks.
Fucky.
You know, a lot of... For those of you guys who are interested in that, by the time you start listening to this, TGS is going to be going down, Tokyo Game Show, and Sony is going to reveal all the final... parts puzzle there, piece of the
come
puzzle.
Come see the cell as processor as, brain wave case
which you,
modulator.
Actually, as I found out, was inside of that, you can start buying servers that have the cell processor in them for like 18 grand or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the cell processor, I mean, it's all great and stuff, but like you said, it's not about fucking stats and who could do more and how many fucking polygons and shit. I really stopped caring about that stuff a long time ago.
Million triangles.
When you made generational leaps like that, I mean, going from 2D to 3D was pretty fucking amazing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day,
from sprites to fucking polygons, but now you're talking about, like, I can see individual strands of hair moving on somebody's head.
Why don't you give me a good game instead?
Exactly.
All right. I mean, dude, I stopped caring about that shit when I got rid of my Monster 3D card.
Alright.
My fucking 3D accelerator.
Right.
I've been through all this shit.
You just dated yourself.
I've been down the fucking road, man. Dude, I date myself. I started on a fucking 8080, dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude, a fucking a TI-83's got more processing power than that fucking thing. Okay?
And I'm an 8080?
I'm an 8080, dude. IBM 8080. Fucking
no, I thought
PC.
That was like a year or something you said. I was like,
yeah,
what happened
in
with
GeekSpeak? That was a fucking year.
Yeah, there's a year associated with that. People right, fucking man. Know.
Dude, I started off on a Hewlett Packard reverse Polish notation.
No, when I got that fucking 3D accelerator, fucking I thought that was the most badass thing. You took,
yeah, how many fucking papers did you have to sell for that fucking thing?
You took you know, for people that don't know, 3D accelerator days, it was an add-in card, so you had your video card and your 3D accelerator card, and you had a little cable that went out of your video card, like it would go to the monitor, and went into the 3D accelerator. It accelerated, and you hooked your monitor up to the out port of the 3D accelerator. So, like, you went out and came back in your computer, and I was like, oh my god, this is so awesome.
And unbelievably it's actually becoming awesome. More fucking fashionable to do that these days, but now they're fucking particle accelerators and physics accelerators. It's a fucking PCI card that you fucking...
It just does math.
Yeah, and it just fucking...
Well, they all just do math.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's like, come on, seriously. You know, it's just like $300 just for that.
Dude, come on, seriously.
So I can't wait. Yeah, Amazon, for real, didn't Amazon take...
No, seriously.
No, like, no, for real. Seriously.
Yeah, but for real, seriously, like, the show is never going to end. For real, seriously.
Let's end it right now.
Well, do you guys got more to go or no?
Yeah, we'll be talking about this fucking rest of the year, man.
Yeah.
I see that. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Let's rock and roll,
I wanted
dude.
To end the show at 11:11. You're 1-1-1.
All right. Just do it. That's no, soon. Even like end song. Just end it right then
well,
at that
on.
Exact
we got
moment.
10 seconds
end it
left.
Right now. All right.
No.
I'm watching
the
countdown.
Say bye. You got to say bye.
All right. Later, everybody.
Peace.
You got 6 seconds.
So, call me Droops. I miss you. Later.